The cage descent always stripped men down to something quieter than themselves. Steel grated against the shaft guides in a long, metallic groan that crawled through bone, while the depth counter flickered downward in stubborn red lights, counting backward through light and memory. Above them, morning still existed, coffee still steamed, birds still argued in trees. Below, the earth had no interest in the hour or sun. Timothy Mercer stood in the rear corner of the cage, one gloved hand hooked through the rail, the other resting near the hardened callus along his palm. His helmet lamp threw a pale circle against concrete that had not seen sky in decades. Underground, he was Tim the Grave Mercer, or just Grave. The nickname had stuck years ago after he had pushed a boar head deeper than anyone thought sane, grinning through dust and telling the foreman he was drilling toward God's basement. Well earned. Rennie stood shoulder to shoulder with him, chewing something that might have once been gum, jaw working lazily. The cage jolted past a depth marker, and he bounced slightly on his heels, then snorted. Feel that? The mountain just cleared its throat. Grave didn't look at him. He shifted his weight, boots scraping faintly against steel. Mountains don't clear its throat. It swallows. Rennie's grin widened slowly and wickedly. Yeah, your ma taught it? A sharp bark of laughter from Jaro before he could stop himself. He covered it with his glove, shoulders shaking once. Jesus, Rennie. Grave turned his head just enough to level a look at him. No smile, no heat either, just the faint tightening at the corner of his mouth. Keep talking. I'll let it swallow you first. Rennie laughed louder at that, wiping his nose on his sleeve. Worth it. The cage dropped another 50 meters. The air thickened. It always did around 2,000 down. Not colder in any way the clipboard would note, just heavier, metallic, as though the mountain breathed slowly and held the breath too long before letting it go. Grave felt it settle into his lungs. He swallowed once, jaw tightening, then rolled his neck until something cracked softly. He hated that moment, the awareness of how much stone pressed overhead, how far the sun had retreated. The cage docked with a hard metallic thud that jolted all of them at once. Christ, easy! The gate clanged open. Fluorescent strips hummed down the corridor in thin, fatigued notes. The light always felt wrong this deep, too narrow, too artificial. They filed out in loose formation, boots echoing beneath steel ribs that curved overhead in repeating arcs. Someone coughed. Someone spat into the dust and wiped his mouth with the back of his glove. Grave walked at the front, pace deliberate. Underground, haste translated to broken fingers, crushed ribs, and names carved into memorial boards that never saw daylight either. They rounded the final turn toward Shaft 12.